The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, and away we go. It's time for the Monday edition of the Daily 10. It's your friend Matt to take you through this next 10 minutes or so of sports infotainment. Thanks so much for making this a part of your day. If you are not a subscriber to the podcast, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. This will be waiting for you wherever it is you get your favorite podcasts each and every day. And let's start with the Braves here today, as the weekend of the Braves, I thought, was very interesting and could also be very important moving forward. More on that in a minute. Braves took 2-3 from the Phillies, winning 6-1 last night, so they win the series, taking 2-3. The Braves have now won 5 of their last 6, so they're back at 500 at 17-17. Now, that's worth pointing out, because the Braves still haven't been over 500, not even for one day of this season. And it's May 10th, which, oh, by the way, is my birthday. Extra large shirt, 34 in the waist, gift cards appreciated. But that's beside the point. The Braves have a chance finally tomorrow night, if they can get a win over the Blue Jays, to cross over 500, which we know would be a great jumping on point. A couple of things from last night. Waskar Ynoa was really good again. 6 innings, 4 hits. The one run was the leadoff homer to McCutchen, and then he was nails. He walked just 1, struck out 6. He's now 4-1 with a 2.23 ERA, which is 7th in the National League. Ynoa kept his hitting going as well. He was 1-for-2 again last night. He's 6-for-his-last-10 over a 4-game stretch with a couple of home runs, and that's given him a 4-game hit streak. So I saw this number from Stats by Stats on Twitter. Over his last 4 starts, Waskar Ynoa has a 1.11 ERA on the mound and a 1.300 slugging percentage at the plate. He's the first player to have a plus 1,300 slugging percentage and a sub 1.3 ERA over a span of 4 starts since Babe Ruth. Yes, that guy in 1916. That's how good Baby Noah has been. And Ynoa has now won his last 4 starts. In that stretch, he's allowed 6 hits. He has 6 hits to go along with the 4 dubs, and he's got 6 RBIs in those games. He becomes the first pitcher to post a 4-0 record and also put up 6 hits and 6 ribs in a 4-start span since Dwight Gooden of the Mets did it in a 4-start span in the 1985 season. This stuff is crazy. None of it makes any sense, but let's hope the Waskar Ynoa run continues. Now, he wasn't the only bat that did good work last night. Freddie was 3-for-3, home run, couple of ribs, couple of runs scored, and a walk. It's great to see his bat going. Dansby, 2-for-3, home run, couple of ribs, and a run scored. The rest of the weekend was just plain weird. The Braves got blown out Friday night 12-2. Charlie Morton got torched in the game, didn't make it through the first inning, gave up 6 runs. He was out. Morton's now sporting a 4.98 ERA, and that game got away from the Braves quickly. Morton has been shaky, and it's not getting better. But that's also what made Saturday night's comeback win as big as any I can remember. To bounce back and win the game Saturday night the way they did made it certainly the biggest win of the season to this point. And it's not just the walk-off. Walk-off wins are always big. But it's how it happened in the 12th inning, putting up a 4 spot to win 8-7. Think how much happened in that game. From Acuna leaving after getting hit, and that had Braves Twitter very angry at the Phillies for pitching him inside, angry at Snit for not responding or retaliating, and it looked bad at first. The way Acuna reacted and went right to the clubhouse for x-rays, you would have thought he broke a finger. Thankfully, it was just a contusion, and he was back in the lineup last night, so you had that. Then you had pinch-hitting Panda power again. Pablo Sandoval has been one of the crazy revelations of the 2021 season. He hits another pinch hit, game tying, late game clutch home run to send that game to extra innings. Oh, by the way, Pablo has now hit four pinch hit homers, which has already tied an Atlanta Braves single season record. He's done that in just 17 pinch hit at bats. He joins the list of the great Tommy Gregg back in 1990, El Oso Blanco, Evan Gattis did it in 2013, and Johan Camargo did it 2 years ago. So he's been good. Add in A-Ray Adrianza, who came off the bench that night to go 3-for-3, and he also had a critical AB, forcing a walk before Sandoval's game-tying home run. Add in the William Contreras 12th inning AB, where he hits the double with the bases loaded that tied the game. So all that just big, big, big. The Braves had to overcome their own mistakes, which I think even makes the win more important. Remember, in the top of that 12th inning, William Contreras couldn't pick up a bunt. Jacob Webb makes a horrible throw to the plate past Contreras. Then he's sulking so he doesn't cover the plate. A couple of runs scored. That would have gone from one of the great comebacks to one of the great gut-punching defeats. But instead, the Braves came off the deck to, I think, give one of their, you know, bigger four or five regular season wins in the last several years. And this one, because just mathematically, right, you would have fallen 3.5 games out of first. Not that you couldn't overcome that. You would have fallen back 3 games under 500. You know, you're trying to build momentum here. You had just swept the Nats and gotten blown out Friday night. I thought it was a very big deal. You came back down 2 runs in the ninth, came back a run in the 11th, came back down 3 in the 12th to win the game. And Acuna was fine. Freddie Freeman started to get rolling with the home run and continued that into Sunday night. All that is very good stuff. I think we can agree part of the Braves' story to this point has been two things. Number one, they have not had that, quote, it factor that we've grown so accustomed to over the last 3 seasons. The it factor is late game scoring runs, clutch base hits, big comebacks. It just hasn't been there. In fact, Saturday night, it's the first time the Braves have had a hit in extra innings. And they had to do it a couple of different times to come back and win. So all that is very good. And I'll combine it with the Braves had dominated within the division head-to-head NL East play over the last 3 years. Had they lost on Saturday night, they would have fallen to, I think it would have been 8-10 with a chance to get swept by the Phillies. Instead, they win the series. They're now 10-9 against the division, and they get to continue some of the momentum into a day off, and then they'll return to play tomorrow night against the Blue Jays. I did want to mention one more thing about, I told you Braves Twitter was angry over Acuna getting hit. They were mad at Snit for not retaliating. They were also mad at the Braves' poor defense, but pointing at the manager. Like in that 12th inning, Contreras couldn't pick the bunt up Saturday night. And then the Jacob Webb error. I got a tweet right after from a guy who said, almost like this team is badly managed, which, well, I didn't realize the manager's responsibility is to pick up a bunt or to, you know, throw an easy play to the plate. Folks, think of it this way. Tyler Matzek made an unbelievable double play last night with a no-look-over-his-shoulder play that turns a double play. I'm not giving the manager credit because Matzek made a great play, and I'm not giving Snit the, you know, criticism because his defense couldn't pick up a baseball. This isn't Little League. This isn't high school. This is Major League Baseball. Players control 95% of all the good and all the bad. The manager, he has bullpen management. That's really his big issue, and clubhouse culture. After that, you view a manager, I guess, very differently than I would. All right, let me transition quickly here. Let's get some Hawks, as they will return home tonight. They will host the Washington Wizards down at State Farm. 4 games to go in the season. Hawks have had 3 days off, which could be critical right now to continue to get some rest and to get a healthy body back, because good chance DeAndre Hunter's in the lineup tonight for the first time in forever. I would imagine a minutes restriction. So, you know, I wouldn't expect a ton out of him, but to get him back tonight would be big. Ramp up for Wednesday and then 2 more games. Having Hunter back is a big, big deal. He would take Solomon Hill's minutes, and Solomon has been a warrior for this team. It's important, but we know Hunter was arguably the Hawks' second best player and really their most consistent before getting hurt. So that could be a factor. The Hawks will come into tonight's game against the Wizards, who will be without Bradley Beal with a hamstring strain. A game now behind the Knicks for the 4th spot in the East. The Knicks won in L.A. against the Clippers yesterday. The Hawks are in a dead tie with the Heat right now for the 5th spot, but the Hawks do have the tiebreaker, meaning the Heat have to finish a game ahead of them. And the Hawks are in a really good spot with the Boston loss yesterday to avoid the play-in. The Hawks need one more win and a Celtics loss that would guarantee them no lower than sixth. But again, the goal to me is still fourth, with fifth being the fallback spot. And if you wonder what home court advantage is supposed to mean in the playoffs or even this season without full crowds, there's not even a Miami flu or an Atlanta flu, you know, when you go on the road to a fun city and the guys would go out and enjoy themselves and come in the next day kind of sluggish. They're all in their hotel rooms, so you don't get that advantage. It's worth pointing out, the Hawks are 21-11 at home, just 16-20 on the road. The Knicks are 22-11 at home, just 16-19 on the road. So even with limited crowds, not having the same distractions, you know, on the road, winning at home has still been, you know, it's been the dominant thing. I don't know if that trend will continue in the playoffs, but teams like the Jazz are 31-4 at home. The Suns are 26-9 at home. The Sixers are 27-7. Good teams are still dominating their home court and still matters, at least in the regular season. We'll see what happens when we get to playoff time. All right, if you guys would, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. This podcast will be waiting for you each and every day, wherever it is you get your favorite podcasts. Leave us a review and rate the pod as well. We love all that good stuff. And if you see me mention it on social media, give it a like or a retweet. That's appreciated too. I'll be with Chuck Oliver this afternoon in Atlanta on 680 The Fan at 3 o'clock and back again tomorrow for the next edition of The Daily 10.
Subscribe to The Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.